Great to be joined by Jason Smith, a 8th District Congressman. And Jason, you're running your campaign. You're helping others out as well. And you're also kind of doing that Trump tour through Missouri. Do you ever forget where you're at day to day?
You know, it seems like you're always running in a circle. Like yesterday, started off at home in Salem. I was in Centerville, Fredericktown, Ironton, Farmington, Festus, and then Columbus. Today I'm in Cape Girardeau, heading down to Gideon and Crothersville. So you're definitely in a whirlwind, but when you have 30 counties in our congressional district, it's what you have to do.
Of course, President Trump was in Columbia on Thursday. How was that?
You know, it was exciting. Every rally that the president has in our state, it has so much energy. There's thousands of people that are there. Unfortunately, there's thousands that don't make it inside because of limited capacity. We are so excited about the president's visit into our congressional district. I asked him right after he was elected to come, and he said he would come to Southeast Missouri. It is so awesome to think that it's his very last event before the election, and he 3 hours, so we're pretty excited about it.
He'll be there, of course, on Monday, just right before the elections. And Jason, I know that one of the reasons for that is because that Hawley and McCaskill is a very tight race, and a lot of people are saying it's going to be a race too that'll have national impact.
It is. I mean, when you look at a razor thin United States, 51-49. Every vote counts. As we saw, repealing Obamacare failed by one vote. This is that vote. And so when you're looking at how competitive this is nationally, that's why the president is here. He is wanting to make sure that the policies that he's been pushing the last 21 months are reflected on the midterm elections. And that's why he's supporting Josh Hawley, Attorney General Hawley, and it's showing forth of how many times he's the state in support of Josh.
Does he give your campaign a boost when he comes as well?
You know, the president is a good friend, someone who I work with, and it's always nice whenever he says really nice things. Last night in Columbia, he said several nice things, and you know, that's not why we want him here. But of course, the more of his supporters that he gets out, it definitely helps all the Republicans up and down the ballot.
I think one of my most favorite parts about living in the United States is the fact that we have a majority that rules, but we have a minority. And I'm not talking about race or ethnicity. I'm talking about people that can agree and disagree, but they can also have a voice. And that means even whenever one side is getting together, you have protesters on the other side. And that, of course, is legal and should be. Are you seeing a lot of that with the president's travels?
You know, we have not. Like you said, it's great. The Constitution protects that freedom of speech, and that's what makes the United States of America the greatest country in the world. So people can express all their opinions, whichever way that they want. But even last night in Columbia, there were very, very few protesters. When I've been in Springfield, Kansas City, very few. I don't expect that many in Cape Girardeau either. But when the president comes to Cape Girardeau, Southeast Missouri, area that he won by 56 points. So it's Trump country, and so he's going to be welcomed with open arms.
How is your campaign going, Jason?
You know, it's pretty good. We enjoy traveling around the district. Elections are a great day because it's a day that you can that the people are basically analyzing the record that you've had, and they either are going to rehire you or fire you. And I'm surely hoping that I get rehired. It's a great honor to serve the last 5 years, and I still feel like I have a lot more to do. So we're looking forward to Tuesday being over with and hoping for a great result.
I will give you a chance to brag here. What are people telling you that they appreciated about what you are giving them in representing them?
You know, I have so many people come up and thank me for writing the Tax Cut and Jobs Act because, as I've said, there's either been increased wages from a lower tax rate or bonuses. And when you're looking at what's just going on with the economy right now in Southeast Missouri, employment, and we have more people working than ever before, and that is a direct result of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act and the regulations. And so a lot of people thank me for that. But the most important part of this job is not just being a legislator, it's being a representative. And that is the casework issues that people contact me in regards of just trying to navigate through the federal bureaucracy. I'm always reminded of various caseworks, whether it's World War II veterans contacting us and trying to get medals that rightfully deserve that they've had, or they've been stolen, or they've lost them, or it's the mother that came up to me at a chamber event in Rolla, Missouri, that thanked me for helping get her son's eyesight back. He was a young veteran that was injured in Afghanistan, and the VA was basically telling him no at every door available about special experimental surgeries that he could have to try to get his eyesight back. And we were able to push and make the VA respond. And this lady now has a son that can see. So it's those kind of stories and those kind of examples of being a representative that make this job the best possible. I look at being a legislative as pushing those policies in D.C., but it's twofold.
Mm-hmm. I know that you can't get everything done in, you know, one term or even multiple terms, but are there maybe some issues or some items that people have asked you to maybe pay attention to or get done that you haven't yet that you're looking forward to?
Oh, there's definitely a lot more regulations that are still on my list that I'm hoping that can be rescinded, that I feel like that are unnecessary and that are burdensome. I feel like that there's provisions of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act that the House had permanent, but the Senate made temporary, such as doubling the child tax credit. That's legislation that I have that I want to make sure it's permanent, that Missouri families will always have and that it doesn't go away. And of course, trade is on the forefront of most of the minds of the farmers and the small manufacturers in Southeast Missouri, and hoping that we get those agreements figured out and we'll be able to open more markets.
Let's go back for just one moment to the president's visit to Cape Girardeau on Monday. You actually have been part of his traveling party before. What's that like?
You know, it's incredible. I've had the opportunity to fly with the president 5 times on Air Force One, to ride in the motorcade with him. And it's definitely an opportunity to see a different side of the president that other people see on TV. This is a different side where you get to know him more one-on-one, and you can talk to him directly about policies and issues that you're trying to get the message across. So it is the best opportunity and a win-win both ways, especially when he's close to home.
All right. Well, with the elections coming up Tuesday, we'll look forward to checking in with you on Tuesday and seeing how you do. Thanks a lot, Jason.
All right, Chad, good talking with you.
Jason Smith, 8th District Congressman, joining us right here on Regional Radio.